Remember, I have no fear, and so I have power. I will watch you. You will be sorry. Stop! I cried. You cannot change my mind. I will leave. But remember this. I will be with you on your wedding night.
Everything was silent again, but I heard the monster's words in my head. I was very angry. I wanted to throw him into the ocean and kill him. I walked up and down my room. Why did I not follow him? I should fight him until one of us is dead, I thought. But he was not on the island now. I was afraid of his revenge. Who will he murder next? I asked myself. I remembered his words.
I will be with you on your wedding night.
I imagined the monster's plan. He is going to kill me on my wedding night, I thought. Then he will have his revenge. I was not afraid to die, but I thought of my dear Elizabeth. I thought of her crying sadly after my death. Tears poured from my eyes. I knew that I must be strong. I will not let my enemy destroy me. Not without a fight, I decided. The night passed, and the sun came up. I felt calmer. I left the house and walked on the beach. The sea was like a wall between me and the rest of the world. It protected me. I wanted to stay on that rock forever. I told myself, if I go back to the world, the monster will kill me, or he will kill the people that I love. But I was his creator, and I had to do something. I sat on the beach all day. Then a boat arrived and brought me some letters. Some were from Geneva. One was from Henry, asking me to join him again in Perth. He was bored and wanted to see me. Then we could travel south to London together. I decided to leave in 2 days.